In Parshas Ba'aloi Yischel, we read about the mitzvah of lighting the menorah in the Mishkan. The Torah tells us, V'yaskein Aharon, and Aharon lit the menorah as he was commanded. Why was it necessary for the Torah to mention that? So Rashi explains, Magid Shvacha Shel Aharon Shelo Shina. The Torah emphasizes this point to praise Aharon for his precise adherence. Aharon did not deviate from what he was instructed. And the obvious question is, why would we even have a Hava Amina that Aharon HaKohen, one of the greatest tzaddikim that ever walked this earth, would change anything from what he was commanded by Hashem? Says the Sfas Emes, it's human nature that when someone begins a new project, it starts off with a bang. It's exciting, it's exhilarating, but eventually that excitement, that enthusiasm, begins to wane. And this is true of any beginning. The first day of school, the first day of a shir, when you establish a new business, a new job, a new project. Same with a bar mitzvah boy, the first day he puts on tefillin. It's with great kavana. But inevitably, that passion wears off. People get used to the routine. And the novelty wears off. So the Torah praises Aharon, because even decades later, every single day, he still lit the menorah with the same excitement as his first day. It never became monotonous. It never became routine. Major League Baseball is famous for its all-time records. Some records stood for many decades, like the 61 home runs in a season by Roger Maris, or 714 career home runs hit by Babe Ruth. And those became the gold standard for greatness. And as the years went by, those became immortal numbers, etched into the consciousness of every single baseball fan. But the consensus was that one day, a player will come along and break those records. The Kachava. However, there are two records that likely will never be broken. Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak and Cal Ripken playing in over 2,600 consecutive games. Both of those records don't represent greatness per se. Sometimes DiMaggio went 1-for-4 and only got one measly single. That's pretty mediocre. And there were days that Ripken was only able to play for one inning. But both of those records represent consistency. And that is why it is so significant. It's not expected of us to hit a home run every single day. That is the lofty level of Aharon HaKohen. He was great and consistent. But for us mere mortals, there will be days that it's just not there. We don't have the cheshek. We don't have the passion. But we need to be consistent. We at least need to show up every day. The Gemara says, when Klal Yisrael stood at the foot of Har Sinai and were about to receive the Torah, Kafan Alein Har Kegigis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspended the mountain over their heads and coerced them to accept the Torah. And the question is asked, why was that bold step necessary? The Eden already proclaimed Nasa V'Nishma. They willingly agreed to accept the Torah. But perhaps it's this idea. Hashem knew that in the life of a Jew, there will be days that will be Nasa V'Nishma days. Days filled with excitement and yearning and longing to learn Torah and fulfill mitzvahs. And there will also be Kafa Lein Har Kegigis days. Days when we can hardly drag ourselves out of bed in the morning. Days when every single task is a monumental challenge. And it is for those days that Kafa Lein Har Kegigis, that Hashem forced them to sign on the dotted line and accept the Torah. Because Torah and mitzvahs still need to be observed on those days. So despite our personal challenges, we fight through it. And on those difficult days, we do it without passion. We just do it because this was commanded of us, and this is what is expected of us. And when we serve Hashem on those days, despite our struggles, despite our challenges, it is more chashuv in the eyes of Hashem than on the days that we are filled with passion, the days that we feel invincible. Because records of consistency trumps the records of greatness. And the records of consistency will never be broken. Today, we have a yeshiva system where boys bounce around from one yeshiva to the next. One year here, one month there. One year on this continent, one year in this country. Back in the day, a bachur identified with one Rebbe. I'm a Talmud of Rav Hutner, Rav Aaron, Rav Shmuel, Rav Reuven. Not so much these days. We lack that consistency. Rav David Feinstein Zatzel joined the Siftet Tiferes Yerushalayim when he was just 8 years old and remained between its hallowed walls until he was 91 years old. He was the ultimate model of consistency. A few years before he passed away, other Gedolei Yisrael asked Rav David to join them on a mission to Los Angeles to raise money for a very worthy cause. And Rav David refused to sleep over in L.A. even for one night. He told them, I have to be in Shiva in the morning. Every day, every Seder, every tefillah, he was there, consistent as ever. We are not expected to be held to the standard of Reb David, and certainly not Aharon HaKohen. But at least, we need to show up every day and do the best we can. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.